Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I'm Mike Salmond, and joining us in the studio today, we have a couple companies represented. We have Cinerama Buford, and joining us from that company is Norm Stahl. Norm is the VP of Sales and Marketing. And joining us from New Leaf Landscape Services, we have the owner, Steve Murray, and the Director of Business Development, Josh Everett. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Norm, we're going to go ahead and start with you. Cinerama Buford, being a business person here in the Gwinnett County area, I know all about Cinerama, especially Cinerama Buford. You guys are actively involved in the community. Tell me about your position there and tell us all about your company.
Well, at Cinerama Buford, I am the VP of Sales and Marketing, so I'm, you know, challenged with giving our sales team a direction. And that's one of the things that really differentiates us is that we really are going to market with a sales team rather than a bunch of guys running around every day just trying to sell some signs. And we see ourselves not as a sign company, but we see ourselves as a branding, marketing, and visibility company, which is, you know, we're going to take care of all of those, you know, efforts for you and make sure that you're making the efforts to be out in the community and be visible and able to be, you know, found when you need to be found by people in the marketplace.
You talk about being a little different, Norman, and the first thing out of your mouth was you're the VP of sales and you have a staff there. That's very unique for a sign company.
It is, you know, as a franchise, which we are franchise, you know, typically you're going to see an owner and maybe some family
right.
members there,
yeah.
and, you know, they may not have the training to do that. So, you know, again, I'm there to make sure that I'm getting the training to our sales team so that when we go out there, we really have the professionalism and the knowledge that many times some of our competitors do not have, or they're trying to get it, you know, and they might get it or they may not get it.
Norm, why don't you share with our listeners that the products and services that Cinerama Buford offers, and talking to you before the show, it might be easier to say what you don't do, but go ahead and tell us what you do offer.
Well, virtually anything that you would want to brand with your logo, your name, would be something that we would be able to help you with. So it can start with the sign on your building if you're a retail or building like that. Or I can tell you we can do the shirts that you might wear. It's amazing how often we walk into, you know, another business and somebody says, Cinerama Buford, do you guys do? And the answer is yes. So we can do the vehicle graphics for you to make sure that, you know, especially in Atlanta with the traffic,
yeah.
your vehicle's out there and people are seeing it. So we want to make sure you do that. Promotional products to help you, you know, be, you know, front of mind for people all the time. I like to say it helps you with your word of mouth because we all love word of mouth advertising. So if we can enhance that with some promotional product signage, shirts, you know, anything like that. And we do a lot of work in the trade shows. So when you're at a trade show, you want to, you know, you don't want to just have a table with a little sign on there. You want things to pop, and you want people to notice you when you're there because you are competing with the 100 other people there. So let's make that pop. So virtually anything that you want to do to increase your visibility by putting your brand out there, we can put that on from pens to shirts to buildings.
You do it all.
We do.
Norm Stahl, again, the VP of Sales and Marketing with Cinerama Buford. Now Cinerama, Norm, is a national chain.
International
chain. Cinerama yes. Buford, though, of course, obviously you're in this area here in Gwinnett County. Talk about the history of Cinerama Buford.
Well, Cinerama Buford was, you know, started 14 years ago by Gary and Nancy Rosenberg, kind of what we talked about, the typical. You know, Gary went out there every day, and, you know, shortly after that, Nancy joined in, and they were able to grow this brand. And you know, now we have 15 people who work at the Cinerama
wow.
in Buford. So, again, that is a little different, but it's the American dream, right? It is, you know, owning your own business for those people who want to own their own business, growing it, and it's been, you know, a great – you know, helping people out there for 14 years now.
Because Signorama is not just national but international, as you say, are you restricted by territory, or can you help anybody who's listening no matter where they are right now?
We can help anybody wherever they're at. When we're referred to someone, we can take care of that. We do respect each other's territories from, you know, not going in and poaching customers and things like that. But it's a competitive business, so we're competing with, you know, all the sign companies out there. So we are able to, for those people who have found, you know, that we're a great company to work for, and regardless of if they're in downtown Atlanta or downtown Omaha, we can help them with what they want to do and help manage the process for them and make sure that they're getting their vision.
You talk about vision. You talk about branding a company. What are some of the more unique things that you guys have offered that you've seen? And also, what's the next greatest thing coming out? What seems to be the popular items right now?
Well, I think right now the next greatest thing is you know, probably to be determined. But really today, it's combining your social media with what you're doing on a daily basis, so your promotional products. So one of the things is that in our branding today, it's much more important for people to brand, including how they're found on social media. So all of our vehicle graphics have got Facebook and that we put QR codes on there. So, you know, walk up with your phone and you're there. So, you know, we're not going to probably reinvent the new pen that's going to be the new, you know, thing, or, you know, years ago, slap bracelets for kids and stuff like that. There's, you know, that's really what's really happening is we need to grow with what's going on in the marketplace. And the social media is really what's happening with that today.
All right. At Signorama Buford, how would you describe your ideal candidate, your ideal client?
Well, again, because we do so many things, our ideal candidate is someone who wants to grow their business. So it really can be the retailer who wants to be able to be seen. It can be the person that has an insurance company who just wants to be able to have people have their pens. So, you know, typically you hand your pen out, it goes to 12 different people. So it's important to, you know, have things that are relevant to what you do. We do a lot of things that you know, based on your business, can make a lot of sense. So for us, an ideal customer is really anyone who wants to grow their business and, as I talked about before, enhance their word of mouth. That's really what we want to do. So we can do the letters on your building and the shirts on your back.
For maybe a new client, somebody that comes to you, I assume there might be a little consultation up front, and they say, listen, you know, I need a little help, you know, to kind of get the word. I mean, because you're not just producing signs anymore. You're helping them brand. You're almost getting into the advertising agency realm, if you will, a little bit, because of your expertise. What would you recommend to a company that wants to get their name out there? Maybe some of the things that they should be looking at? I would think obviously they'd have to have a good name and a good logo as a good starting point, but you can kind of take it from there.
Well, and I think you hit on it that, you know, it doesn't start with us necessarily. It starts with creating your brand. Is your brand going to be one that people that you're trying to attract are going to understand? Signorama. People get it that we probably do signs, right? But the Arama, we do a lot of other stuff. So really it starts with that. And we're probably not going to be the ones that are going to look at you and say, okay, this is the name you need to go and here's the logo you need to do. So we recommend they work with a marketing company to help them with that. That being said, once they've decided that they want to, you know, attract a certain type of business, we then want to make sure that what they're doing makes sense. So probably the most important thing is that they need a plan. It's like everything else in life, right? You need a plan, because if you just want to say, hey, I want to buy some pens, what do you want pens for? Well, I want to give them to people so they know who I am. Okay, well, let's talk about that a little bit. So as you said, it's a consultative process. What are you trying to do? Are we working to a budget? I mean, it's whether you're a small one-man shop or you got 50 people working for your business, we all have to work off of budgets. So when you know what you're trying to do and you have a budget, those are probably some of the most important things that we want to do to help you brand yourself as you're going, is that we've got an organized method for making sure that we are getting your message out to the people that you want to get the message out to.
Norm Stahl is with Signorama Buford here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and we talked about it before the show. It's a very competitive field that you're in. I mean, there's a sign shop, it seems, almost on every corner. You've already spoken about how you guys are different, how you guys are unique. You're a VP of Sales and Marketing. That right there is unique. You have a staff. That makes you unique as well. When you and your staff are going out there to help find new business, how do you find the new business?
We're very network-oriented and relationship-oriented. In this day and age, I don't think that you can go out and just start knocking on doors. But we still do some of that. But when we do, we're well known because people know who we are. We have our presence because we do so much networking and are very visible in the community. And so from that, we really are able to, you know, drive our business through the networking that we do and the relationships that we've built with other companies that have similar customers to us, which is, you know, awesome way to grow your business. And, you know, formal networking and informal networking. I mean, we're members of the chamber and do a lot of work with the chamber, and then we have some, you know, closed networkings we deal with, and we just have lunch with people sometimes and say, hey, what are you looking for? Here's what we're looking for.
Because when it gets right down to it, it's all about relationships.
It is about relationships.
And who you know and having a good relationship. You mentioned the vehicle wraps. That seems to be becoming more popular these days. What is I talked to a company once that does vehicle wraps, and they also started wrapping refrigerators. Can you guys wrap pretty much anything?
We can wrap
or try to at least.
As long as it's going to take that then we can. I mean, we're doing a game console for someone now, an old Miss Pac-Man that we're talking about doing, and they want their company logo on it. They're going to use it at events and things like that. So we're looking at some sports teams and doing dugouts. So virtually anything that you know is standing still, we can probably wrap it. And if we can't, then we can make a sign for to go next to it.
So all they got to do is just ask you, can you do this? And you're probably going to figure out if you haven't done it, you probably figure out a way to do it.
We will find out a way to do that.
Norm Stahl with Signorama Buford joining us here on the program. For those business owners, business leaders that are listening to the show and want to find out more, tell us where you're located and how they can find out more about Signorama Buford.
Well, Signorama Buford is at Thompson Mill Road and Buford Highway, close to the Mall of Georgia. And to get a hold of us, you can, you know, go to our website, www.sarbuford.com, or you can reach out to us by phone at 770-831-9660.
Before I let you go, Norm, tell me about what you enjoy most about your job.
Well, I've always been a person who loved to help salespeople get better at what they do. And so the training and just the putting the process and procedures in place that makes their life work much more efficient so that we can be a proactive daily rather than being reactive to what goes on. That's what really makes me get up every morning and just love what I do and get in the office and get going.
That's great. Well, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Let me go ahead and give the phone number again. It's 770-831-9660, and the website is sarbuford.com, S-A-R-Buford, and Buford, B-U-F-O-R-D, for those that might want to throw another extra F in there or something. There's only one, sarbuford.com. It's Norm Stahl with Signorama Buford here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our next guest to join us from the company of New Leaf Landscape Services. They are based in Gainesville, but they work outside Gainesville. They're big in Gwinnett County. We're joined by Steve Murray. He's the owner. Josh Everett is the director of business development. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I mentioned you guys are in Gainesville, but much like Signorama Buford, there are no restrictions. There are no boundaries. I mean, if someone needs good landscaping help and design, I'm sure you'll figure out a way to get there and make it work.
We have really grown our footprint over the last several years, and we actually are going to open up an office in Suwanee this winter. So that'll really help us.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so that will really help us penetrate that Gwinnett market and get down and be able to serve more customers.
Well, Steve, Josh, give me the view from 10,000 feet. Tell me all about New Leaf Landscape Services. What are the products, or more to the case, the services that you guys provide?
Well, New Leaf Landscape Services, we're celebrating our 25th year in business. The company was founded in 1989, and I took ownership of it in 2001. At that time, we had 3 maintenance crews. We've grown that to 18 crews. We do commercial and residential design, installation, and maintenance. And we are basically a full-service landscape company.
And Josh, what do you do with the company?
My role is to help get our brand out into the community, and also to grow the maintenance side of our business. So I'm out meeting, networking, talking to people, and trying to figure out, are they being served or not? And if they aren't, how can we partner with them to help them get them where they want to go?
So you're kind of the face of the company. You're out there on the front lines.
I'm out there on the front lines, and you can drive by a property and see a lot about it, whether or not they're being served or not, what their curb appeal looks like and the quality. And so by just walking in and asking a couple questions, it's created some great open doors. And plus getting involved in the chamber down here. We're very active in Hall County in the chamber. Joining the Gwinnett chamber here has been phenomenal for our business, and just networking and getting to know some new folks. So it's been great for us.
Steve, you guys do residential and commercial landscaping?
We do both. Yeah, we're unique. There's a lot of companies that will just do residential, and some that just do commercial. But my background is in both. The companies I've worked for in the past before taking on ownership here did both. And so we've really been able to create kind of a unique market and help the residential and commercial customers.
Let's make sure our listeners understand the difference between a landscape service and, say, a lawn service. I mean, you're not the one that just come in and make sure the lawn looks nice and green. I mean, you're one there that if they want to design something talk about kind of the nuts and bolts. If someone came to you and said, here's my house or here's my business, where does it start? What's the first conversation like?
Well, we have a landscape architect on staff, you know, a degree landscape architect. And so he would come to your home or business and really find out what your needs are and find out what the purpose for the space is. Is it, if it's a commercial site, are we trying to increase curb appeal? Are we trying it for a residential customer who might be creating a outdoor kitchen or, you know, an environment to, you know, an extra room, an outdoor room? So he really tries to work with the particular customer and help them create a plan. And then we can implement that plan. So we can do from that side of the business, we can do everything from, you know, the planting, the hardscapes, help you get a pool put in, and we're a complete full-service landscape company.
So I want some trees here. I want to have a little stone wall here. I mean, you can pretty much help get to that end product. What's the crazy? And I'll ask this question for both of you. What's the craziest or the wildest thing that you may have done? And you're thinking, huh? But at the end, it turned out great, and the customer was happy. But maybe a unique story you could share with our listeners.
Well,
anything that was a little out there, maybe, or quite a huge project, and you're thinking, wow, but you pulled it off.
Well, it's pretty simple, but there's a commercial company here in Gwinnett County, and they had very little curb appeal, and they had just a bunch of juniper that was just growing down a hillside, and it was getting unsightly, and they didn't know what to do about it, and you couldn't see their building, and so we ripped every bit of it out. It was over 1,000 linear feet of product coming out, and so by doing that, it not only made the business visible, but we could also went back and did some planting and kind of gave it some better curb appeal so that people could actually see them. And then, it looks good for the employees when they come in and out. So it's kind of – that was a different project for us because it was just so vast and you couldn't really see what there was to see. But now you can. So we created a clear path for people to see who they were.
That's a great point because you always hear about curb appeal when you're trying to sell a house. But if you're a business owner, you better have some pretty good curb appeal if you want customers to come into your place of business.
And especially for the employees as well. They go there every day. And so, you know, you want a place to look good. You want your employee to be able to, you know, get out of the rain and have a sandwich in a little courtyard area. So we've done design work for companies that just want to have a nice nice space for their companies to come off and be off for a few minutes and have a place to just sit and relax and create something pretty to look at.
Yeah.
Kind of think about something else for a few minutes.
Steve, you mentioned the company's been around for 25 years. And you mentioned at the very beginning how your crew, the staffs have grown over the years. You know, what's the reason for the success and how it's evolved and changed over the years?
Well, I think just we really have a servant's heart at our company, and I think people are looking to be served. And I think Josh mentioned that too. But people are really looking to be served, and they're not. And so our company gets involved in the community. We see our business as a ministry as well. So involvement in the community, really trying to serve people, has really helped us grow. And I think it's important whatever community we're in, we're involved with them and give back to the community as well.
Based at Gainesville, you mentioned opening an office soon here in Gwinnett County. And I want to get back to the service area again. I mean, if anybody in Atlanta, if they're on the south side, do you travel that far, or are you more closer to this part of the city?
We're really going to be, with our new office, probably effectively going to be able to serve to about from the 285 and north of the area. And then over to the 400 corridor, up through Braselton, Houston, Jefferson, Commerce, really kind of the northeast quadrant above 285 is really going to be our prime market.
Okay. And you mentioned you took over the company, bought the company in 2001?
One, yes.
What led you to this industry?
Well, my degree is in horticulture. Okay. I actually am from the state of Connecticut and went to the University of Connecticut, got a degree there. But really in high school, I worked at a garden center and met one of the assistant managers had just gotten out of horticulture school. And I was actually going to go to school for accounting. And that's really in my high school yearbook, that's what I had. My future was accounting. And really, I guess right now I am an accountant too, but the School of Hard Knocks. But that's really what got me excited, working at the garden center, learning the names of the plants. And so when I was applying for colleges, you know, that's what excited me. So I, you know, applied to be in the horticulture program and I never looked back. And so had my own business for a while up north, moved to Georgia back in 86, and thought I'd work for another company for a year or two and then go back out on my own. Well, 15 years later, I bought another company. But I've got some great experience and couldn't be where I am today without the experience of the companies I work for up until then. But I've always been passionate about the green industry. I've always loved it. And, you know, back in 2001, I decided if I was ever going to get back into business for myself, now was the time to do it. And it's been a great ride ever since.
That's great. We're joined by Steve Murray, the owner, and Josh Everett, the Director of Business Development for New Leaf Landscape Services here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Josh, how'd you get involved with the company?
Well, I met Steve in 2007 at a men's conference. We go to church together and didn't know each other that great at the time. And we just kind of developed a friendship. We started meeting together, quarterly, just to have breakfast and kind of catch up. And we talked off and on about business opportunities together. And at the time, I was with another company. And I got laid off in 2011. And Steve told me prior to that, if I was ever looking for a job, to call him. And call my wife first and call Steve second. And I wound up coming to work for Steve in January of 2012.
Did you have any experience in the green industry?
My background's in forest management, so I'm a forester by education. I did forest management, large-scale tree farming, and then I got into the real estate business through doing that, and it's a great career. And so I love people, and I love to serve people, and I love to help. And so it was a great fit for me to come and join the team and help grow Steve's business.
Well, you're a very important part of his business because, you, like we talked about earlier, you're on the front lines. You're out there looking for that new business. How do you go out and find new customers for Steve and the company?
Well, a lot of the first 2 years was just pounding the pavement, trying to figure out kind of who was who in the neighborhood. And then what I've done is I've built a database of who those people are, and then I just call on them periodically. And drive by their properties as well. I do a lot of networking. Love to network. Love people. Love being around. Just showing up. Just show up. And people have questions, concerns, and they want to know a little bit about what we do. And next thing you know, you're talking to them about their landscape.
So, well, like we talked about earlier with Norm with Sinorama Buford, it comes down to relationships, doesn't it?
It's all driven by relationship. And so, and that's why we always go back to, it's our heart to serve. We don't want to just come in and mow your grass. We want to serve every area that you're interested in. And what I'm finding out is a lot of people are not being served. It seems to be very price-driven. And we're not really about the price. We're about the service. And if you want to be served and you want a better product, then that's really our heart. That's where we want to be. And that's what we want to partner with you on.
Steve, you talked about the growth over the last 25 years and the growth specifically since you took over in 2001. Where do you see yourself 3 years from now, 5 years from now? What are the grand plans?
Well, I think we continue to expand in this market. I think, you know, as time goes on, we'll continue to add more offices, probably over to, you know, the Cobb area and maybe into downtown Atlanta more. We will always be driven by the maintenance side of our business. I've always been taught to lead with that side of the business because of recession, because of drought. There's all kinds of things that affect the install side of your business. And so we learned that during this last recession. We were in a good place, but we probably had a little too much install on our plate. And so we had to learn from that. And so we've really tried to get the business to about 85 to 90% maintenance and about 10 to 15% install. And that's really where I think we're going to stay. I don't see the building market. It's coming back. I don't know when it'll be back to where it was pre-2008. But we've learned a lot through that time. And really, that's why we brought Josh on, is, you know, we were able to grow fairly organically the first 8 or 9 years I was, you know, had the business. But it's a different world now. And it takes somebody out there like a Josh Everett to develop those relationships. And, you know, we've focused a lot more on training, safety, developing, you know, even down to the crew level of developing those relationships and helping them to understand that it's truly about serving people. And we're even, you know, we're doing, you know, yesterday we had a training session with all the team leaders, and it wasn't about how to prune. It wasn't about how to cut grass. It was how to serve your customer. And so we're really trying to create that culture from the guy out there driving the truck and running the mower to the, you know, the person that's answering the phone, that it's really all about service. And that's really what our heart is. And that's, you know, the growth is going to be in the maintenance, but the growth is going to be based on us really having a reputation for serving people.
Well, it's not just taking care of the customers or taking care of your own employees and your own people, as you explained that you're doing, because they say your people are your biggest assets that you have. And so that is wonderful to hear. Are there any jobs out there that are too small? If somebody just says, I want to just, you know, this part of my yard, I want to kind of do this. Is there anybody that you don't really serve that maybe is not within your niche?
Really, the only thing that's not within our niche is if somebody, you know, a customer just wants their grass cut on a seasonal basis. We're really about developing a year-round relationship with people. So it's not really about the size of the job. It's probably more about the duration of the job.
But do you do typical lawn service too, as far as just cutting someone's grass? Or you're more of the landscape design and...
No, we are. I mean, maintenance is, you know, it's not just cutting grass. We are not just... Typically, we won't come out and just cut the grass. Our maintenance program includes the mowing, the edging, the pruning of all the shrubbery, the weeding of the beds, treating the lawn for insect disease, fertilization, fertilizing all the shrubs, putting in flowers, the seasonal rotation of flowers, you know, tending for your irrigation system. So it's really a complete maintenance product.
Okay.
Not just cutting the grass.
You guys are the pros. If you just want your grass cut, the high school kid around the corner will come do it for $20.
You got it.
But you want it done right, and you want it all done right.
That's exactly
it.
You
call New Leaf Landscape Services.
It.
Well, congratulations on your growth, your success. We're looking forward to the new office opening soon in the Gwinnett County area as your services and your service area expands. For those that want to find out more about New Leaf Landscape Services, maybe give us any contact information you want to share and the website.
Well, the easiest thing to do is just go on the web and just go to newleafls.com. And you can request service there. You can ask questions. You can see where we are, what our address is, and you can see pictures of our team and kind of what their different roles are.
Do you have photos of some of the properties that you've served?
Absolutely. You can see kind of a photo gallery of what we've done and what we're capable of doing, so you can kind of get some ideas from there.
Great stuff. Steve Murray and Josh Everett with New Leaf Landscape Services, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and also a thank you to Norm Stahl with Sinorama Buford for joining us on the program. A reminder that you can enjoy this program and any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs day or night, 24/7, by visiting gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. I'm Mike Salmond, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.